This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With more vaccinations, employers are running into a key workplace culture issue: when to tell the troops to come back. Google, Twitter, and Microsoft are more okay with working amphibiously, as one of my pals calls it, some home, some office. But the heads of JPMorgan Chase and Goldman Sachs are not loving so many people remoting in, and the chief executive of the firm that publishes Washingtonian Magazine wrote an opinion piece last week saying it's tempting to fire employees who only want to come in once in a while, and the staff of Washingtonian consequently refused to do any publishing online on Friday in response. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has an update on just where we work.
Most executives and workers say they prefer a mix of remote and in-person work, says Bhushan Sethi with business services firm PwC. But
we are seeing a disconnect in terms of what executives, employers are looking for versus employees.
PwC surveys found leaders favor more frequent office time and sooner than workers did. He says many top managers want to strengthen company culture and collaboration with in-person interactions. But a lot of workers don't want to give up their newfound flexibility, says Harvard business professor Sadal Neely.
It's a critical mass. Their culture, as they've known it, has changed. People, individuals have changed.
She says company leaders could end up doing more damage to their cultures by imposing back-to-work plans without listening to employee concerns. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.